delving into diabetic retinopathy. At Boehringer Ingelheim, we aim to prevent vision loss in people at risk and preserve or restore vision in those with retinal diseases, such as diabetic retinopathy. Diabetic retinopathy is a complication of diabetes mellitus, which affects the blood vessels of the retina. Diabetic retinopathy affects 1 in 3 people with diabetes and is the leading cause of vision loss in adults of working age. It is a growing epidemic that is expected to increase as the incidence of diabetes escalates across the globe. So, how does diabetic retinopathy affect the eye? The disease occurs when high blood sugar levels cause changes in the retinal blood vessels. Damage to the retina occurs in 3 stages. Stage 1 is referred to as mild to moderate non-proliferative diabetic retinopathy. This stage is characterized by the formation of microaneurysms, which are small dilations, and hemorrhages in the retinal blood vessels. Mild to moderate non-proliferative diabetic retinopathy may lead to slight bleeding in the retina, but it typically does not affect vision. Mild to moderate non-proliferative diabetic retinopathy may progress to stage 2, known as pre-proliferative retinopathy, whereby blood vessels become blocked, which causes small amounts of blood and fluid leakage, and leads to a reduced blood supply to the retina. Despite an increase in the number of small blood and fluid spots, vision is not noticeably affected by retinal changes at this stage. The third and most severe stage is proliferative retinopathy, which is characterized by the growth of new, leaky blood vessels and the appearance of scar tissue, which may lead to retinal detachment or tearing and vision loss. At any stage, swelling and blockage of blood vessels may result in the swelling of the macula and changes in vision. This is a treatable condition called diabetic macular edema. Whilst anyone with diabetes can develop diabetic retinopathy, a number of factors may increase the risk of developing the eye condition. These include duration of diabetes and poor blood sugar control, smoking, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels. Pregnant women with diabetes and people of Asian or African Caribbean heritage are also more likely to develop diabetic retinopathy. Severe diabetic retinopathy may result in blurred, patchy, or distorted vision caused by seeing spots or floaters, as well as progressive loss of visual clarity. This means that people with vision loss associated with the condition may struggle to work, drive, or perform basic everyday tasks. As a result, vision loss caused by diabetic retinopathy has a significant impact on quality of life and is associated with an increased incidence of depression. Diabetic retinopathy is responsible for a considerable economic burden, costing billions of dollars globally each year. However, such costs can be managed by screening and programs for people with diabetes that help to initiate early intervention to treat or prevent progression to severe disease. Diabetic retinopathy-associated vision loss may be prevented by early detection and treatment of the disease. However, unfortunately, 73% of people with diabetic retinopathy are unaware they have the condition. To check for diabetic retinopathy, regular dilated retinal examinations need to be performed. Additional diagnostic tests also include fluorescein angiography, in which a dye is used to image the blood vessels of the retina, and color fundus angiography, whereby a picture is taken of the back of the eye. Diabetic macular edema may also be diagnosed using a 3D imaging technique called optical coherence tomography. The development and progression of diabetic retinopathy can be prevented by intensive blood sugar control. Other treatments for the condition include laser treatments to shrink the retinal blood vessels or reduce swelling of the macula, injection of an antivascular endothelial growth factor treatment into the eye, which also reduces swelling of the macula, and, in severe cases, surgery to remove blood or scar tissue from the eye. Thank you for listening to our diabetic retinopathy audio file. To find the references used to develop this script, please visit the diabetic retinopathy infographic hosted on the Boehringer Ingelheim website.